Hello everyone. Today we're going to study an interesting topic in psychology, phobias. We'll first learn about types of phobias, and then the causes of phobias, and the treatment of phobias. But first, let's get the definition clear. A phobia is a fear, yes, but a phobia isn't a normal fear, it's an extreme fear. It's basically a very strong, very focused fear. There are two main kinds of phobias. One is a specific phobia, like the fear of a dog, and the second type is a situational phobia, like the fear of public speaking. An important thing to remember, we all have some fears, that's natural, but a phobia is much stronger. Okay. Sometimes it can be so constant, or it can be so serious, that it interferes with a person's life. Then some kind of treatment may be necessary. For example, one of my clients, I'll call her Maria, she used to have a phobia of elevators, so a situational phobia. She couldn't ride in an elevator without being terrified. Sometimes she would panic and start breathing fast as soon as she got into an elevator. After a while, she refused to ride in any elevators at all. Even if she had to walk up 20 flights of stairs, she would do just that in order to avoid being in an elevator. Her life was changed by the phobia. All right, so we have a basic definition of a phobia, an extreme fear, and one that interferes with the person's life. Okay, now let's go a little deeper into our definition of phobia here. Psychologists have come up with three characteristics of a phobia. These characteristics help us to understand the difference between a phobia and a normal fear. First, a phobia isn't a rational response. It's a very strong reaction, too strong for the situation. For my patient Maria, who was afraid of elevators, this meant that she had a very strong physical reaction if someone even asked her to get onto an elevator. She'd start sweating and shaking, not a rational response. The second characteristic is this. The duration is long. A phobia often lasts for a long time. It may last several years or even a person's whole life. And third, the reaction is too strong for the person to control. For example, for Maria, even though when she told herself not to be afraid to ride in the elevator, it didn't help. She still felt very scared no matter what she did. Her fear was uncontrollable. Okay, so those are the three characteristics of a phobia. It's an irrational response, it's long-lasting, and it's uncontrollable. Now let's spend a minute going over some types of common phobias. It's important to understand that phobias are classified by the thing or situation that the person fears. Greek or Latin names are usually used to describe the fear. So here are some examples. Hypno, H-Y-P-N-O, means sleep, so fear of sleep is hypnophobia. Cyno, C-Y-N-O, means dog, so a fear of dogs is cynophobia. Maria's phobia is known as claustrophobia, a fear of being in closed places. That's C-L-A-U-S-T-R-O, a very common phobia, I might add. Now to the causes of phobias. One theory is that a phobia is learned. This means that something happens that causes somebody to feel afraid. For example, someone could have learned to be afraid of dogs if he were attacked and injured by a dog as a child. This is an example of direct learning. People can also learn to have phobias indirectly by watching how other people react. For example, let's imagine a young man. We'll call him David. David's mother had always been afraid of dogs. Whenever David and his mother were together and they saw a dog, his mother would get very scared, even panicked. When David saw how his mother reacted, he became very scared too. He developed the same phobia, cynophobia, from watching his mother. In fact, psychologists find that phobias tend to run in families. That is, they tend to be learned in the same way among family members. The second theory about how phobias develop is the association theory. The theory says that a phobia is usually the result of a trauma or difficult experience that occurred in childhood. In other words, an adult associates a particular object or situation with a past trauma. For example, one of my patients was very afraid of the dark. After some therapy sessions, we discovered that his father used to put him in a closet as punishment when he was young. Now this man associates being in the dark with this terrible childhood experience. So those are the two theories. One, that a phobia can be learned, and two, that a phobia is caused by an association with an unpleasant memory or event from our past. Well, there's hope here. We have treatments for phobias. And what do you think these treatments are? Well, first, psychologists know that if a phobia has been learned, it can usually be unlearned. In other words, a person can learn how to change a certain behavior. This unlearning is usually done step by step so that a person will gradually lose their deep fear. And second, if a phobia is a sign of a deeper psychological problem, then the psychologist can help the patient to become aware of this deeper problem. That awareness can lead to getting rid of the phobia for good. Well, that's enough for now. Are there any questions? Any questions at all?